Joining us now is Dr. Marilee Opezzo. She's an adjunct professor of psychology and biology at the Santa Clara University in California, and she's here to tell us about her latest research published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition. And her study has been called Give Your Ideas Some Legs, The Positive Effect of Walking on Creative Thinking. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Dr. Opezzo. Thank you so much.
Hi, thanks. Thanks so much for having me. You can call me Marilee. That's easier.
Well, thanks, Marilee. And is it true you're in California now?
I am, and it's really hot out here.
That's what we'd like to hear, because it's a bit of a slow start to spring up here in Minnesota. I don't know if you've been following our weather. We had a wicked winter,
and
we've still got snow on the ground over the hill.
Oh, my goodness. I heard it's really, really cold out there.
Yeah, well, it's 42, which is balmy for us. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Everyone here would be inside with their fireplaces on.
Well, you can keep sending us some of that warm California sunshine.
For sure will.
Expecting that Sunday. So tell us a little bit about your research, just for starters.
Yeah, well, I did it at Stanford University during my doctoral program with Dr. Dan Schwartz, and we did four studies, actually, and we used two different measures of creative thinking, and we found that people, when they were walking, were more creative than when they were sitting, compared to themselves rather than other people. So I'll just explain one study. One study, we had people either they were taken two versions of a creative thinking test. So, for example, you've got 4 minutes to come up with as many ways as you can think of to use a button, a tire, and a newspaper in any other way than what you normally would use it for. So go, and then you'd have 4 minutes. And then there was, like, you would do that twice, and there were two versions. So we first had them sit, and then they would walk on a treadmill at a comfortable pace and do the same test again with different objects. Or people would sit twice for both of them, or they would walk on the treadmill and then sit. And this was in a windowless room, and it was dark and boring, and there was barely room for, like, two people and a treadmill and a desk. So people who sat twice did not improve. People who sat and then walked almost doubled their creative ideas. And people who walked and then sat, this was the coolest thing, was that they were still better than had they never walked at all.
Yeah, I've seen that in your study, and that's something to be said for a little bit of take a break, walk around the room, and get back to your work. And even as you resume and sit, you've still got that creativity flowing. Now, how'd you come up with the idea for this study?
Actually, while walking with my advisor, with Dan Schwartz, we were getting all meta about it, because he would always have his students go for a walk with him to think of ideas, I think because he's cooped up all day. And so one time we were walking and we were like, I wonder if there's something to that idea of being more creative while you walk. And then we found out there was no empirical evidence supporting it, although everyone seems to say it. So then we decided, let's see if it's right.
So now when you say empirical evidence, that would be your study subjects and the tests you put them through?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly been anecdotal. People say that they come up with more ideas and are more creative when walking, but we couldn't find any, at least in, like, you know, scientific research study land, we couldn't find any. So nobody had ever actually tested the idea, like compared it to people while they were sitting, or compared you to yourself, right? Because what if I just, you know, took all the creative people and put them in the walking condition, right? So we wanted to see, like, actually compared to your threshold of creativity, like, if you come up with, like, five ideas while you're seated, how many do you come up with while you're walking? So.
Wow. Now, so you say this has kind of been one of those common sense things where we've presumed this, and now you've actually proven it. What's happening in the brain? What's, you know, the physiological effect? Is that sort of part two, or your next steps are finding out what's actually going on inside?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we can't isolate mechanism. It's certainly, we got our work cut out for us. So yeah, we have several ideas, like maybe perhaps there's something about walking that kind of turns off your filter. And it must be physiological because it's still lasting for you after you're sitting, at least for 8 minutes anyway. But normally we have this filter in our brain that sort of goes, you know, that's probably not relevant right now. There's maybe some reason to believe that when you're walking, maybe that filter dampens down a little bit. So you're like, ah, maybe that is relevant. And you can come up with a different, fresh perspective. So that's one idea. Another idea is just maybe something about mood. We didn't actually test mood, so I'm not sure if, like, maybe it, the boost in mood made them more creative. Although on one study, it was pouring rain during the walk, so I wasn't in a good mood, but they were still more creative, and that was an analogy generation. So it could be that more ideas bubble up. They certainly were more talkative when they were walking. However, when we sort of compared the number of ideas they came up with and divided by the number of creative ideas and divided by the number of total ideas they came up with, they were still more creative. So it's not that they just talked more, but they were, as they were talking, more of their ideas were creative. So
now what effect do you see this as, you know, in the workplace and out there amongst some of these, I think, you know, high level corporations, Google and all these think tanks and folks that are really, you know, creativity is key. Has this already taken foot? Is there a lot of, you know, walking while we work in the workplace?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea. Like, we definitely found that it's not a global effect, right? So there are some tasks. So when people had to do a task which required them to come up with one answer, there was one correct answer, they did worse while walking. So I don't think it's like, let's all hop on a treadmill and do our entire jobs while walking. I think it's pretty specific, at least from what we found, for this kind of what we call divergent thinking. So coming up with as many ideas as you can. So I think, like, yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a meeting where you're like, we need a fresh perspective, if it's awkward for everyone to hop on a treadmill or go outside and talk about it because you got to use your laptop, maybe go take a walk beforehand, I think is a good idea and healthy at the same time.
So, yeah, you know, we've had some jokes about the treadmill desk lately, and what's your opinion on this new apparatus?
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds like a great idea. Me personally, I'd like to walk more while I'm working, but I do think that for some things, I think it's probably not useful. You're probably less accurate for some tasks. I think we're still at the stage where we got to figure out which task do you really want to be walking during and which one are you better at sitting, right? And plus, not everyone, I don't know, it's kind of awkward, right? Not everyone can afford whatever they're running for nowadays. But I do think it's a good idea if you've got, like, you know, an old treadmill and you can fit it in an office and you need a fresh perspective and you can't go outside, why not? Why wouldn't you?
Is there a time amount that's important to this? I mean, is there a 10-minute walk, half-hour walk? What did you find in your study as far as the duration and the strenuousness of the exercise?
Yeah, good question. So first, we wanted to make it a casual, your own walking speed. So it turns out that the research that we did showed that, or that we did in the literature review, is that if you walked at a pace that wasn't your natural gait, it takes more of your focus and attention. So we didn't want to do that. So on the treadmill, they, like, played around with the speed until they found a good pace. Outside, we just said walk at your natural walking gait. So it wasn't aerobic. They weren't running or walking to the point where they were out of breath. And the walking periods lasted between 5 and 16 minutes. So it wasn't that long. And a couple of people have asked, well, at what point did they start being more creative? And we actually didn't do that analysis. But the tests are timed. You only have 4 minutes, for example, to come up with, you know, as many uses as you can for three objects. So, you know, if it took you 2 minutes to get going, we wouldn't have seen this bump. They would have ran out of time. So I think it starts happening pretty early on. But we didn't do anything longer. The test didn't last longer than 16 minutes.
Boy, that's good news. That's a short amount of time.
Yeah, it is. And no one had to shower afterwards, right? It was a nice casual pace.
And then any sort of time on, you know, how long the effects last? Was there any, you know, effect? You know, you mentioned it, you know, after they stopped walking and they put back to the test, they were still creative. Was there an amount of time that's...
Yeah, so good question. If it does, how long does it last? So we only, the test only lasted, that second portion of the test only lasted 8 minutes. So I don't know if at the 10th minute it goes away. That's definitely a question for future research to see, you know, how long does it last? You have to sprint back and, you know, quickly come up with your ideas, or is the boost last for a while? We only have evidence to show up to 8 minutes, so I can't say anything beyond that.
Okay. Okay. Well, and you touched on my final question was, what's next? What's your next topic of research?
Yeah, I mean, so many. I'm sure a lot of people are doing this work as well. But yeah, we want to see how long it lasts. We'd like to test, like, what's really going on here. And I also want to see if this carries out for, you know, maybe even kids, if there's going to be any budget cuts towards the PE programs. Maybe we can test, like, hey, does physical activity even help boost some of the creative thinking in kids? I mean, they're already insanely creative, right? But could this be yet another reason to weave physical activity into schools? So that would be another direction I'm interested in going, and I think Dan is too.
Yeah, and it's so important, I think, to, you know, prove these anecdotal evidence that we just inherently know it's good for us to walk and it's healthy, and to have your study that proves it, I think it's going to go a long way towards establishing routines and maintaining education, physical education, and, you know, keeping workplaces happy and healthy and giving people a break and getting them outside or on the treadmill desk. So
if that's where it goes. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. We hope that it does get people moving a little bit more for a brain body break.
Well, Marilee, thank you so much for joining us, and a fascinating article published by the American Psychological Association, the Journal of Experimental Psychology. I just love the title, Give Your Ideas Some Legs, The Positive Effect of Walking on Creative Thinking.
And thank you so much.
I definitely had a walkabout as I was thinking of interviewing with you, and I can just tell I've been more creative. So
great. Well, thank you, Marilee. Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I've got the opportunity for you to give in any sort of, you know, finishing thoughts, or if there's any sort of a website or anything on your mind that you'd like to share, this is your time.
They've got it up on the Stanford Report, and I think that there's a link to the original study, and I think the New York Times wrote an article about it too. So we'd love to hear everyone's feedback and how if it at all it's changed anyone's day. Maybe it made you throw in an extra couple of steps on us. That would be awesome to hear that people are more active, healthy, and creative for it. So thank you so much for having the work be shared.
Thank you, Marilee, and keep enjoying that California sunshine.